driving all alone in the pale moonlight, down by the river where the catfish bite. I heard a strange noise as a rock flew by. I saw a fuzzy image from the corner of my eye. I took another beer out my Yeti Eyes chest. Must be my imagination, I confess. And all of a sudden, big old hairy creature appeared. Well, I panicked and I threw my beer at him. And that's when I discovered, even Bigfoot loves beer. It don't matter the kind, a Bud or Coors, a Pabst Blue Ribbon, any brand is fine. This must be a myth, you say, and I'm just smelling a skunk. There's a big old hairy dude drinking all my beer and he's getting drunk. As the night wore on and the beer ran dry, all I could think of is, this is not the way I want to die. Stuck in the woods with a hairy Sasquatch, is that a twinkle in his eye? He grabbed me up and threw me over his shoulder, knocking through the trees like a crazed bulldozer. And he came to a stop and he dropped me in front of a convenience store. Cause even Bigfoot loves beer. It don't matter the kind, Bud or Coors or Pabst Blue Ribbon, any brand is fine. This must be a myth, you say, and I'm just smelling a skunk. But there's a big old hairy dude drinking all my beer and he's getting drunk. Most people think that my story is fake news, and they blame it on a drunken memory, when all that I can say to them is that I have a discount at the local brewery. Even Bigfoot loves beer. It don't matter the kind, a Bud or Coors, a Pabst Blue Ribbon, any brand is fine. This must be a myth, you say, and I'm just smelling a skunk. But there's a big old hairy dude drinking all my beer and he's getting drunk. And there's a big old hairy dude drinking all my beer and he's getting drunk.